Hello and welcome. My name is Vlad Joanovic, and I'm very excited to be here today to tell you about Application Insights and how to get started. Application Insights is in the preview portal, and if I choose New, Application Insights Resource, I can see the Create Blade, and I'm going to create a new Application Insights resource for my Fabric CAM application. It's an ASP.NET app. I'm going to choose to create it in a resource group called Group 2. In an AI Demo 2 subscription in the central US location. After I click Create, this is provisioning the Application Insights resource that all of my application's telemetry data will be sent to. And voila, here's my Application Insights resource and my overview blade. Here's an application health lens and a user usage analytics lens. If I look at the Quick Start blade, I'm given the steps on how to get started. Using Visual Studio 2013 Update 3, I can add Application Insights to a new project or existing projects. This is where I can find an end user analytics code that I can add to my site. If I'm adding Application Insights to an existing app, and it says I can run my application and data will immediately arrive. So let's go to Visual Studio Update 3. And see how easy it is to add Application Insights. I'm going to choose File, New Project. I'm going to choose an ASP.NET web app. You can see adding Application Insights to my project is the default for Visual Studio 2013 Update 3 instances that are connected to an Azure subscription. Here it's going to be sent to my AI Demo 2 account. And I'm going to configure it to send this data to this Fabric CAM Application Insights resource that's in Group 2 that we just created. I'm going to create the project. I'm going to choose an MVC type, and I'm going to click OK. Now the project's created, and the Application Insights telemetry SDKs are being added as references. An Application Insights config file is configured. And now all I simply need to do is run the application locally here on my development machine. Now as my application's loaded, I can already see a toast message appear in Visual Studio saying that my first event to Application Insights has been sent. As I click around the application a little bit more and generate a few more requests, you can see the counter up here in this Application Insights message in the toolbar continues to increase. So more and more telemetry data that was added to the project through the project creation is being sent to Application Insights. To go and view this data, I can click on this link that will open up the Application Insights resource blade in Portal Preview. And here I can see that data is already being sent. I'm getting my average response time just under a second, the total number of requests that are sent. And I can see what my slowest requests are. To enable diagnostic search, I can follow the steps here on how to set up diagnostic searching over all my logs if I'm using system.diagnostics.trace or log4net or nlog. I don't have any failed requests. And usage analytics will be coming in soon too. The final thing I want to show on getting started is how to create a web test against your app. So let's say we've deployed this application to a server like www.fabricam.com. Oops. Let's type in the name, homepage, type in the URL that we want to test against. I can choose the locations to execute this test from. There's 8 locations to choose from. I can choose 3 of 8. I can specify the success criteria for a particular test, whether I need to get HTTP status code 200, if there's particular content match I want to enable. And I can also enable alerts over this test. And I can choose the sensitivity. So if I want only one location to fail over 15 minutes, or if I need all locations to fail over this 15-minute interval before I get an email. and it'll email all co-admins, and I can click create. And that's it. This is now creating a test that's going to execute on those points of presence, and it's going to send data back in so that we can easily see if our app is available and from all those points of presence. Thank you for watching, and I hope you can use Application Insights to understand if your apps are available and performing and succeeding.